kill two birds with one stone. Think about Genesis 3, where did the Matrix start? Everybody says, we're stuck in the Matrix. Yeah, we're stuck in the Matrix. Where did it start? Genesis 3. What happened? Hath God said? The devil threw doubt. Eve ate the apple. She ate the fruit, the forbidden fruit. What is the forbidden fruit? You won't die. You'll be gods. You'll be like God. That's what's happening today. The New Age people, they're eating that fruit. They want to be gods. The scientists are the same as the New Age. They want to live forever and be gods. Elon Musk wants to make a machine man, an AI robot. They just keep going. Mankind wants to be his own god, right? That's the forbidden fruit. It's so subtle, but it's Genesis 3. So, if a saved man marries a saved woman, they can escape him if she will submit and he renews his mind and she listens and renews her mind. But most of the time, if you marry, you're tied into the Matrix. Eve is the Matrix, the Matrix. What did Eve try to do? Now, Adam was not into deception. He wasn't deceived. He chose to go down with the ship to pull her out. But he also knew that the lineage of Christ would carry through this whole system. Adam was a prophet. Adam and Eve. He called their name Adam. She was a piece cut off. So what is she? So Eve was a piece cut off from Adam, right? His flesh. She was a piece of his flesh, which is the flesh side of Adam. Piece cut off, being brought back to Adam. Now, what does that mean? That's the archetype pattern. That's a type. Eve was a piece cut off, the flesh, cut back in. In Adam, all die. He called their name Adam. Adam and Eve were called Adam. The woman, they were called Adam. She's called a shorty. The black culture started calling the woman the shorty. The slaying is a piece, you know, a piece cut off, a piece of Adam. So what does that mean? It means the woman is the flesh side of Adam. She is a type and shadow of the flesh mind. Now, a born-again woman, she can be spirit-filled and she can rise above that. But the what is the, you know, people say, what is the Matrix? I'm telling you what the Matrix is. It started in Genesis 3. A slave to Jesus is freedom. A slave to the devil is drudgery and trouble and draconian systems. And the reason is the flesh is nothing but sin. And so there's a kingdom of light and a kingdom of darkness. So there's always a king in a kingdom, right? So the kingdom of the flesh, the kingdom of the delusions of the flesh mind, it has to have a king, and that's what the devil is. So that's why they can't stop what they're doing. They can't stop drinking and drugging and whatever it is. They just keep going around the mountain. They can't stop. They have no power because they don't have Jesus. Jesus gives you the power to stop anything. Now, women who are around other women who are lost and worldly, even if they're saved, they rub shoulders with. They know how they think. This is why it's good to talk to a saved woman and get the information about the game that these women are playing, because it's a big game. It's a serious game, and they like to try to demasculate, to dethrone, take you off your calling, try to get you to vent, try to get you to be like them, right? They want to make a copy of them, the world, the flesh, and the pride of life. And they'll play stuff like, they'll play games, Jezebel games, where they're trying to get you to fight with Jezebel, right? I've seen it in the churches too. They're in churches, trust me. Not everybody in church is saved. And so I heard one time, she says, we're talking about submitting to authority. She said, well, ain't no man gonna tell me what to do. Well, Jesus is a man. God is a man. Ain't no man gonna tell me what to do. She said that. And she was
in a quarter mile, keep right onto I-74 west using the right lane.
High up in the church. She was high up in the church. Ain't no man gonna tell me what to do. She actually said that. I thought, Jezebel, sitting right there on the church pew.
Keep right onto I-74 west.
I'm pretty sure her husband heard her say that. He just kind of looked at her like. The reason she could say that is because she had a job that was a high-paying job, and he was probably dependent on that. Anyway, if you want to know what the Matrix is, it's Eve. She dropped us down into time. But Eve is just the flesh side of Adam. So it's the old Adamic nature. Adam's flesh side. And so what does that mean? That means every human being has a flesh side.
In a half mile, take right exit 66 onto Johnson Street using the right lane.
If they're saved, they have a spirit side. So the flesh mind is in everybody. But you die daily if you're saved. And so what is the Matrix? Your flesh, the world, the flesh, product, your old Adamic nature, old Adam. And so when I say Adam,
take right exit 66 onto Johnson Street, then turn left on Johnson Street.
I'm including Adam and Eve because the two became one. She's
a quarter
flesh,
mile, turn left on Johnson Street using the left lane.
One of the reasons when you get married, because I've seen it, And you read it in the Bible too, in the book of Job. But let me tell you, the book of Job.
Turn Job's left wife, on Johnson Street.
She said, curse God and die. She was blaming Job for the problems that was going on, right? Curse God and die. That's what she told him. So when you're married, a lot of times, the woman gets mad at you and thinks you're God. Now, why does that happen? She'll make a comment and you say, am I God? So the fact that she can make a comment that's like getting you to say, well, are you calling me God? You know, the fact that they say that, they want you to be God in their life or something. And it's like, I'm not God. I had this car pull up behind me and his fan was loud. I had to cut mine off to see if it was mine or his. Some kind of truck. Am I God? No. So the man is going through the transformation, the sanctification process. The woman's going through the sanctification process. If you say, if a man or a woman who's saved, married an unsaved, you're dealing with a matrix in your own house. The Bible says a man's enemies are of his own house. So if you have babies that are not saved, a man's enemy are of his own house. So when a man walks in the flesh, his enemies are in his own house. In other words, he's getting a reflection of stuff he sowed. You reap what you sow, right? The witches say karma is going to get you. They say karma is a bitch. Karma is a B. They say that. When something bad happens to somebody, they say karma.
In a quarter mile, turn left on Lake Crest Avenue.
You know that the universe, the creation, the system, there has to be a feedback loop, because how are you going to learn? So let's say there's somebody that's doing something to hurt somebody.
Turn left on Lake Crest Avenue.
They have
then
no
turn
compassion
right.
On that person. They have no empathy or compassion until it happens to them, right? Think about when you're young, you see these old people struggling, and then when you get older, you start to have
some
pains.
Turn right, then turn left.
And then you can have compassion on the older people because you go through it. You lose your, you got a good job and everything's going good, and you see somebody lost their job, and you have no empathy, compassion until you lose your job, and then you know
how it
feels.
Turn left, then pick up Sierra.
Anything. If somebody broke their arm or broke their leg, they wouldn't know what anybody's going through till they go through it. And so that's how the feedback loop works, you know. And so you know it's real.
Pick up Sierra.
Like Uber, if you pick some of these people up, don't have a car, something happened, and you have no compassion on them until you need an Uber, you know? And then when you need an Uber, it's like, oh, now I know how it feels. Let me put this on pause. So the matrix is what? The flesh mind. So when you step into the flesh mind, you're in the kingdom of darkness, the kingdom of the devil. The spirit mind, the born-again spirit mind, the mind of Christ, is the kingdom of light. If you have the Holy Spirit, you are in the kingdom of light. And you don't really need anybody to teach you. You know what's right and wrong. The Holy Spirit is your teacher. When you first get saved, you might need some teachers, like some preachers and stuff, teach you how to rightly divide the word of truth. But if you just keep reading the Bible, it already starts to happen because of Christ in you. That's why when you have these false teachers, you know they're liars. Because they're not mentioning Jesus. They're not mentioning faith alone. They're not mentioning sin. They're not mentioning heaven or hell. They're not mentioning the fact that these bodies are going back to the grave, and so put no confidence in man. They don't mention really the God of the Bible. They might say God. They might say Christ, but they won't say Jesus. The Holy Spirit in you points back to Jesus. That's Bible. There's a verse that says that. The Spirit of Truth, the Holy Spirit, points back to Jesus.
In a quarter mile, turn right on Piedmont Parkway.
So what is the matrix? The old Adam. The old Adamic nature. So when you get mad...
Turn right on Piedmont Parkway.
And you get mad at the matrix, say, I want to escape the matrix. Well, you are the matrix if you're in the old Adam. You want to escape the matrix and, you know... People hear this a lot, and they really don't think much about it. But if you die daily, you escape the matrix. How do you escape the matrix? You die daily because the matrix is a cube, 666 cube flesh mind, AI flesh mind. The AI devil, the AI flesh mind, the AI old Adamic nature is running on a program that's not based on truth, it's based on lies of the system. It's survival mode, right? And so when you die daily, you leave the matrix because it's really inside you. And it can be going on outside, but if you die on the inside daily, you live that resurrected life daily, then it has no power over you because... Like when the devil,
in a quarter mile, pick up George on the right,
went to tempt Jesus. Jesus said, there's nothing in me. He can't, there's nothing for him to grab. So by you dying daily, there's no Jezebel, there's no legalist, there's no temptation, there's nothing in you for the devil to grab hold of, right? Because you're
pick up George on the right.
Even if you mess up, this is the secret about walking in the Spirit. Even if you mess up, you keep short accounts, right? Because you put no confidence in the flesh. So it makes total sense.
New message from Trey. Coming out now.
Makes total sense why when women see a lazy man, it makes them mad, you know. Because they expect them to be the example, be the pattern, you know. And it makes sense when a man sees a woman who's not taking care of the house, you know. Makes him mad, you know, cooking and cleaning. And she's running the streets, you know. It all fits, people, because there's roles and responsibilities. And the types and shadows are clear. It's a shame for men to have long hair, it says, right? Why? Because it destroys the type and shadow. It destroys the type and shadow. If you can get a hold of types, shadows, and anti-types, everything makes sense. Everything makes sense. Just like Flash has there's an anti-Flash. Superman, there's an anti-Superman. Roadrunner, Wally Cody, there's always an anti.